maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Joining us today is Mr. Trent Shields, an Australian businessman who extended his help to our honest kababayan, Reggie Kabutotan. Hi, Trent. Thanks for your time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, you've been quite popular in the Philippine media. Did you ever thought that it would be this big when you lost your luggage?
Not at all. Before I became a little bit famous over there, I didn't really use Facebook all that much. Now I have over 10,000 followers, I think. And to be honest, I was surprised when it hit 100 likes instead of the 2 million, which the largest post actually got.
Oh, cool. It became viral, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it was almost overnight. I went to sleep, and when I got up, I had all of these new Filipino friends trying to add on Facebook.
Mm. So when you lost it, did you think that you're not going to get the luggage back?
So I thought that I might. But a lot of the people who I was working with were really concerned that I wouldn't. When I was in Baguio, what I found was everyone was really nice and super honest. And so I just had a feeling that that it would come back to me. Reggie, when we were on the way to my office, we actually had a great conversation about how nice and trustworthy people from Baguio were, which kind of led me to believe that he might bring it back.
Okay, so how did you feel when you saw Reggie carrying that luggage?
Oh, it felt great. My passport was in the bag, so was my MacBook. And in my MacBook, all of my work was there. I was on a working holiday, so it would have cost me weeks and weeks of time that I just didn't have. So a lot of it was relief, and a lot of it was pride as well, that he'd actually do this for me.
So is it right that you gave him a scholarship?
Yeah, that's correct. So I'm the academic director of a coding school in Sydney. And we also have an office and a school in Baguio as well. And so we offered him a scholarship worth about $4,000 to basically upskill him in software development and give him an internship with an Australian company.
Okay. I'm interested to know, Trent, what made you do so? Like, what made you decide to help him?
So I think I had the option of giving him money, but what I wanted to give him was the opportunity to have an education and maybe better his life. I'm quite lucky that I was in the position to offer such a scholarship. And, you know, I do quite a bit of charity work with Indigenous in Australia, and I've always found that offering people opportunity is always far more valuable for them than just offering them money.
Okay, so I heard you also handed him the certificate in Baguio City Hall. So how was that for you?
It was kind of surreal. So the way that it happened was I was about to board a flight to Cebu. And just before I got on, I think it was ABS-CBN gave me a call and said, There's a certificate being awarded to Reggie back in Baguio by the mayor. And I had to go up to, because my flight was actually boarding at this time, I had to go up to the front desk and tell them, hey, I need my bag off the flight because I'm meant to be on the news tomorrow. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And I ended up waiting 3 hours for my bag to come back. I jumped on the Victory Liner for 6 hours to Baguio, had about 2 hours sleep, and then I presented to, I think, over 500 people at the town hall meeting, which for me was it was scary and exciting the same time. But being able to see Reggie receive the certificate and and the pride on his face and his family's face, it just made me so happy.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Trent. So, Trent, it's been more than 2 months since it happened. So on those days that passed, you surely have your reflection of that incident. So in connection to this, what do you want to say to Reggie now? Are you friends with him?
Yeah, definitely. We're friends on Facebook. So Reggie didn't have Facebook when all of this started, but now he has it. And so we still talk on Facebook. When we post pictures, we comment for each other. But really, for Reggie, I can't wait to see you in June again. And actually sit down and be able to teach you what I do and hopefully create a better life for your family as well.
So last question, Trent. As a businessman and a successful person who have traveled around the world, how did the experience you have in the Philippines change you or your perception in life?
The Philippines was probably the first world country I've been to. And for me, what really struck me, especially going to Baguio, was how resourceful people were. Mm-hmm. No matter where you go in the city, people are fixing cars or fixing washing machines or whatever they need to live. And everyone's helping. Mm-hmm. There's a real community feel, which you don't get in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Really, what it gave me was coming back and teaching in my classroom, it's an understanding of what a true community looks like.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.